country has made very, I would say, overtly optimistic assumptions and projections on the amount of gas that's available from shale. And we couldn't really verify these numbers for the longest time, A, because there simply wasn't enough historical production available that the operators had filed in any state where shale gas is produced for us to be able to check the numbers and have a good idea. But once we were able to do that, which happened a couple of years ago, we could start pulling numbers from entities like the Texas Railroad Commission, the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, Pennsylvania DEP, et cetera, and start looking at what are these wells actually doing as opposed to what have the operators said that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have found, and these numbers have now been independently corroborated by the U.S. Geological Survey and in some cases, like in the Eagle Ford Shale, which is shale oil, by the Society of Petroleum Engineers now. So we've got independent corroboration of this. And what we found is that they have been overestimating reserves by a minimum of 100% and sometimes as high as 400 to 500%.